Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 94 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, May 26th, 2011, live from outside of my box. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, those of you expecting the 8 o'clock start, the early start, it's still an early start, but we're about 15 minutes behind schedule due to an as yet unexplained equipment problem. I'm not sure why the switch, the output that I use for my microphone, is not working properly, but I've worked around it, and this show is going on, and it will last 90 minutes, even though it started 15 minutes late. We are celebrating tonight, and there is but one way to celebrate Hinky Dinky Time Radio's second anniversary, and that's with an ice cold Schlitz.
When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer.
Yeah, that's the real gusto with the great light beer. Excuse me. We are getting right into the music tonight. A couple weeks ago, I was in Chicago. We were in Chicago. We saw Elvis Costello. I did not see the Cubs. It rained. Didn't it rain? Oh, Lord, didn't it rain? And from the National Ransom album, a 2010 release, Elvis favored us with this song. I enjoyed it very much. I hope you will, too. This is A Slow Drag with Josephine.
The snitch, the snoop, the tattletale, led a threadbare up the stairs. Adieu, my little ballyhoo, you broke my heart in two, and now I haunt the bars and sent those tried affairs. She went home to gather a comb and caught him unawares. And there was a man enjoying the lay of the land. He took a walk in the dark with a dish from the stand. Girls in the creations, tied in the brightest, ran up deep. But I take all that I see for a slow drag with Josephine. Josephine, Josephine, but I trade all that I seen for a slow drag with Josephine. Gavots, garots, contillions in slow air mess. From rose and fair and dolls are all made in jest. But when you take that move, I can't resist. When will you declare your armistice? Trade all that I've seen for a slow drag with Josephine. In another time and place, a different fate was cast. He tried to skiddle-daddle-doo. She might have slapped him just for saying, grab it one more chance before you pass. And curse the nurse, the name be the first, or bury me at last. And in three-quarter time, the true and the false, dancing the hesitation walls. Then comes the flirtation and temptation. Hip, hip, hooray. Listen to what I say, then you can take it away.
Thank you. And that was Mr. Costello from 2010 off of the National Ransom album and A Slow Drag with Josephine. And those of you that are watching on the stick cam will see that that's all it took to completely obliterate the first Schlitz of the evening. Don't know that there'll be another one, don't know that there won't, but the first one didn't last very long. From 2009, off of the soundtrack to the motion picture Inglourious Basterds, comes this re-recording of a song that was originally written for the soundtrack of the 1960 motion picture entitled The Alamo, starring John Wayne. This is Mr. Nick Perito and his version of The Green Leaves of Summer, this week's not-so-mysterious mystery theme. That's from 2009, The Green Leaves of Summer. All of the leaves are on the trees in my neck of the woods. They're not going to get any greener than this. They could get less green. We got some hail the other night, threatened to strip some leaves off the trees, but it didn't do very much damage. I'm regrouping here, as you can tell, following our technical difficulties. By the way, the infirmity of the week, there is not one. I have been fine all week. All of the problems have been technical in nature and not physical. Of course, the reason there was no program last week was the usual culprit, a kidney stone. So there was some infirmity last week. Actually, I should say that this week there is I'm still feeling a little touch of the rapture. I'm not that impressed with the rapture that we had. It's worst rapture ever, but you know, for those of us that are left behind and are trying to regroup and carry on with pick up the pieces and begin again without all of the people that are no longer with us. And congratulations to them, by the way. They were right. Starting all over again is going to be tough. From 1970, I want to say 3. This is Mel and Tim, and starting all over again.
Starting all over again is gonna be rough. So rough, but we gonna make it. Starting all over as friends is gonna be tough on us, but we gotta face it.
but we gonna make it up.
Oh, yes, we do.
Though I know it's gonna be rough to erase all the hate and tears.
Starting all over again is gonna be hard, but I pray that the Lord will help us make it. Starting all over again is gonna be slow.
We both know
that we can make it.
We gotta take life as it comes, yeah. And never, never, never fuss about who's right or wrong.
You still gotta take it.
It's an uphill.
We are going to make it, aren't we? It is post-rapture planet Earth, and we're up for the challenge. Right now, a request going out to my dad. This is, you know, I don't have the year handy on this. He wanted to hear Frankie Lane singing Mona Lisa in French. I don't think that exists, but this is pretty close.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa si chiamata. Che ricordi quella donna irradiante? Forse perché tu sei sola e biasimata. Quell'altra Mona Lisa ricordante. Smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa. Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, then they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Thank you.
guardarci, Mona Lisa. Oh, nascondi qualche crudel dolore. A te portanzi molti sogni trascurati, muoiono. O se tu la vera Mona Lisa, oppure una fredda maschera d'amore. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa.
So here I am tracking down the technical problem on the fly during the program. It looks like it's not the microphone remote switch that it's basically the cough button. If I press it, if I unpress it, you can hear me again. That's working fine. It's my brand new tube microphone preamp, brand new, couple months old, and it appears to be non-functioning this evening, although it lights up all pretty, just not passing any sound for it. But I can cope. I'm a mellow dude. I'm not mad. I'm not mad at you, and I hope you're not mad at me. And Count Basie and mad at anybody. From 1947, this is The Count.
Don't we call a truce? You know that I'm the one to share your fun, so let's be one.
I ain't mad at you.
That's all. You know, from 1978, we have plenty of disco and other dance music. From Boney M., we're going to listen to this track that was not released in the Soviet Union in 1978. Tell me if you can figure out why. Yeah, too many black Russians at the discotheque. That was always my downfall. From, oh, let's say 1969, off of the Scott 3 album, Let's bring it way, way down with this version of If You Go Away.
If you go away on this summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky when our love was new and our hearts were high and the day was young and the night was long and the moon stood still for the nightbird's song. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, but if you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We'll sail the sun, we'll ride on the rain and talk to the trees and worship the wind. Then if you go, I'll understand. Leave me just enough love to fill up my hand. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. If you go away, as I know you will, you must tell the world to stop turning, turning, till you return again. If you ever do, for what good is love without loving you? Can I tell you now, as you turn to go, I'll be dying slowly till the next hello. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away, but if you stay, I'll make you a knight like no night has been or will be again. I'll sail on your smile, I'll ride on your touch, I'll talk to your eyes that I love so much. Then if you go, I won't cry, though the good is gone from the word goodbye. If you go away, as I know you must, there'd be nothing left in this world to trust. Just an empty room full of empty space, like the empty look I see on your face. And I'd have been the shadow of your shadow, if you might have kept me by your side. If you go away, if you go away, if you.
Scott Walker off of the Scott 3 album. That's some mighty good stuff. You know, I like to play what we call a Rory staple every now and then. Actually, mostly every show these days. You don't know who Rory is, but that doesn't matter. I do, and you don't know why these songs are called Rory staples, but that's okay, because I do. From, oh, I don't know, 1970-something or early 80-something. I can't remember. This is the Possum, George Jones. The king is gone, and so are you.
Last night I broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter that looked like Elvis. I soaked the label off a Flintstone jelly bean jar. I cleared us off a place on that one little table that you left us, and pulled me up a big old piece of floor. I pulled the head off Elvis, filled Fred up to his pelvis. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Round about 10 we all got to talking about Graceland, Bedrock and such. The conversation finally turned to women, but they said they didn't get around too much. Elvis said, find them young, and Fred said, old-fashioned girls are fun. Dabba-dabba-doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Later on, it finally hit me that you wouldn't be a-coming home no more. Cause this time I know you won't forgive me, like all of them other times before. Then I broke Elvis's nose, pouring the last drop from his toe. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Yabba dabba doo, the king is gone, and so are you. Last night I broke the seal on a Jim Beam decanter that looks like Elvis. I soaked the label off.
Take me out to the market, take me out in the truck. Oh, buy me some peanuts and crackers. I don't care if I never get back that new road, road, road for the whole. Eat it, don't wait, it's a game. For it's 1, 2, 3, strike, you're out at the old ball game.
You know, the Cubs are kind of bad at baseball. Perhaps they should try their hand at something else. Maybe they could put on a show or start a small business, perhaps a dog walking service, or maybe they could mow lawns. Clearly, this whole baseball thing just isn't working out. Right now, they have the same record as the Pittsburgh Pirates, 22-26, and they're locked in a battle for fourth place. Think about that. And that's this week's Chicago Cubs baseball report.
hustlers, you stone foxes, you mean dudes. Watch out, cause Slaughter's back in town. Jim Brown is Slaughter, the baddest cat that ever walked the earth. In Slaughter, he tore up the mob good. Now they want him bad. They're gonna get Slaughter or get slaughtered. In Slaughter's Big Ripoff.
Just a hit, man. Don't get you them Slaughter with.
Music composed and performed by James Brown, the godfather of soul. Slaughter's Big Ripoff from American International. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. Slaughter's Big Ripoff. It's hot.
Better know it.
WCFL Chicago.
Well, we have some catching up to do since I wasn't here to do a program last week. We've got a couple of WCFL 4040s to catch up on. 40 years ago last week, the number 40 song on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey for the greater Chicago area was this song by Mr. Neil Diamond. Not really one of my favorites.
Jesus Christ, Fanny Bryce, Wolfie Mozart, Humphrey Bogart, Genghis Khan, and on to H.G. Wells. Ho Chi Minh, Gunga Din, Henry Luce, and John Wilkes Booth, and Alexander's King, and Graham Bell. Rama Krishna, Mama Whistler, Patrice Lumumba, Russ Columba, Carl and Chico, Marx, Albert Camus, E.A. Poe, Henri Rousseau, Sholem Aleichem, and Carol Chessman, Alan Freed, and Buster Keaton, too. One thing shared, they have sweated beneath the same sun, looked up in wonder at the same moon, and wept when it was all done, for being done too soon.
That's right, childrens. We got back-to-back WCFL 4040s. 40 years ago this week, number 40 song in the greater Chicago area, Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. You know you got to treat her just like a lady.
All the women in the bar.
Let me tell you, my friend, that just ain't the love to do. So you oughta treat her like a lady. The best you can do, you gotta treat her like a lady. She's giving to you, Lord, who can sing? You know what I mean. Oh, you got to love her. But most of all, you got to be the. You got to hold her,
hold her.
And want her,
want her.
And make her feel you'll always need her.
Need
you know, a woman,
want
is sentimental.
Want
and so easy
want
to upset her. So make her feel
need
that she's real, yeah.
Need
and she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange as it seems. You know you can't treat a woman mean. So my friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady. So affectionately, I'm gonna treat her like a lady. Who can sing? You know what I mean. Oh, you gotta
treat her like a lady.
Gotta treat her like
a lady.
The best
like
you can do.
You gotta
treat her like a lady.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. In our last very exciting episode, after finally being released from a dark, dank dungeon and completely unharmed by his experience, the wonderful white-winged warrior discovered that the police commissioner of Midland City was home in bed with a bad cold.
What he needs is a couple days in a dark, damp, dank dungeon.
Well, anyway,
really fix him up.
A strange phone call triggered a new adventure for the fantastic feathered fighter.
Hello, this is the commissioner's office.
Hello, this is the commissioner.
No, this is the winged warrior. The commissioner's home in bed with a very bad cold.
I know, this...
Well, it appears that a phone call has triggered a new adventure.
Why did you hang up on me?
Who's calling, please?
This is the commissioner.
No, this is the wonderful white winged...
Listen to me.
Well, it appears that a phone call has triggered a new adventure for the second time. Hello? Boy, this is going to be some big adventure.
Moments later, we find Chicken Man standing on the 14th floor of a Midland City skyscraper, determined to hurl a challenge at the Choker.
How do you do? I am the wonderful white-winged weekend warrior.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to borrow your window to hurl a challenge.
Sure, come on in.
Thank you.
The window's over here.
I certainly appreciate this.
Who is it, Grace?
Some guy wants to hurl a challenge from my window.
Oh, okay.
I'll just stand out on the ledge out here.
That's all right. Just wash a plant.
Yes, I will.
This is Chicken Man speaking.
Well, has Chicken Man hurled his last challenge? Doesn't Grace talk funny? Will this Chicken Man experience end up on the debit side of the ledge? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
You know, I never really thought about it, but Grace does talk kind of funny. But not my Grace, not my Peanut. I mean the one in the Chicken Man episode. Let's be very clear about that. From 1970, this is Juicy Lucy. And if you're at your computer, and I know you are, You might want to Google the Juicy Lucy album cover. It's something else. This is, well, Who Do You Love?
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire, use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house put on the roadside, made from a rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney on the spit on top, made from a human skull. Now come on, baby, let's take a little walk. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. By the hand, he said, oh, daddy, I understand. And tell me, who do you love? 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 Yeah. I said, yeah. And the night was blue, and around the corner an ice white blue. My heart was hidden and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I've seen. I tell me, who do you love? 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 I got a tombstone hand, I'm a graveyard man, and I live long enough, and I ain't stole a dime. I tell me, who do you love? Tell me, who do you love?
Yeah, Juicy Lucy from 1970 and Who Do You Love? Right now, from 1944, this is Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Trust me, you can't get that no more.
I went out to get some groceries the other day from my neighborhood grocery store. And before I could open my mouth, the grocery man said, "No! You can't get that no more." That's what he said. "You can't get that no more." He said, "I sold all I had the other day. It ain't me, Mr. Jordan. It's the OPA. You just can't get it. You got to do with what you got. Ain't gonna have no more for the duration. You gotta be careful with your food, son." The hep cats used to stand on the corner in their zoot suits and them long chains hanging down, all looking cute. But things is very different now since Uncle Sam has got some Japs to shoot. Mm-mm. They can't do that no more. No, sir. They can't do that no more. No more standing on the corners day and night. Cause Uncle Sam says that you got to work or you got to fight. So they can't do that no more. No, you know, the glamour gals has stopped glamorizing. They're working in defense plants, wearing slacks. And some of the fine chicks is cutting out every day, joining the waves and the spas and the wax. Now, fellas, you can't get that no more. Mm-mm. I'm telling you, fellas, you just can't get it. You can't jive these girls like you used to do, 'cause some of them is making more money than you. I'm telling you, boys, you just can't get that no more. No, you can't get that no more. You know, the girls used to wake up every morning and say, Lord, send me a handsome man, one that's physically fit. But Uncle Sam has got all of them now, and the gals has got to take just what they can get. Mm-mm, girls, you can't get that no more. Ain't no need of giggling, girls, you just can't get it no more, that's all. Girls, you can't be particular. You got to take what's left. Either them worn out 3As or them beat up 4Fs. That's all. You just can't get it no more. No, you can't get that no more.
You know, I want to see if I got a little experiment I want to try on you folks right here. Let's see if we can hear what's going on outside the Hinky Dinky Time radio media complex. Oh, all I can hear now is the buzzing of the mercury vapor lamp in the driveway. The birds have all roosted. That's a treat for another day then. Wow, it's getting to be 9:08. We have just over a half an hour left to go in our 90-minute extravaganza. Only one way I'm going to make it.
There's just one Schlitz, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
You know, if it takes me two beers to get through my second anniversary show, I think you guys should stick around till we're dealing with, you know, year 7 or 8. See how that goes. A birthday this week. Don't do as many birthdays as passings, because everybody was born, but not everybody's dead yet. But it's an important one. On Tuesday, Sir Robert Dylan. Now, Bob Dylan turned 70 years old on Tuesday. And I'm going to play what's probably the most acerbic song on probably my favorite Bob Dylan album. This is from 1975 and the Blood on the Tracks album. This is Idiot Wind.
Oh, yeah. on the roadside, daydreaming about the way things sometimes are. Visions of your chestnut mare shoot through my head, and I'm making me see stars. You hurt the words that I love best and cover up the truth with lies. One day you'll be in the ditch, flies buzzing around your eyes, blood on your saddle. Us down and destiny which broke us apart. You tamed the lion in my cage, but it just wasn't enough to change my heart. Now everything's a little upside down. As a matter of fact, the wheels have stopped. What's good is bad, what's bad is good. You find out when you reach the top. You're on. Your corrupt ways had finally made you blind. I can't remember your face anymore. Your mouth has changed, your eyes don't look in the mind. The priest wore black on the seventh day and sat stone faced while a building burned. I waited for you on the running boards near the cypress tree while the springtime turned slowly to autumn. Separated you from me. You'll never know the hurt I've suffered, nor the pain I rise above. And I'll never know the same about you, your holiness, or your kind of love. And it makes me feel so sorry.
Well, that was Mr. Dylan. Happy 70th birthday, Bob. 2 days late and $2 short. Let's hear from one of the pioneers of rock and roll while we're hearing things. Let me turn that. Test. Is that about right? Okay. Yeah, I'm supposed to get that stuff straight before the program. From about 1959, this is legendary rock and roller Scatman Crothers and Rock Roma.
Wow! A great big chick with a real gone frame, about 6x6 with a delightful name. She's got a rockin' beat and it cools them down. When Roma rocks, she really rocks the town. They stand around and they clap their hands when Roma's rockin' with the local bands. Rock, Roma, rock it. Rock, Roma, rock it. Roma, Roma, rock it. Rock, Roma, rock it. You wanna see Roma rock it? She's out of this world. Rock, Roma, rock it. Rock, Roma, rock it. Roll, Roma, rock it. Rock, Roma, rock it. You wanna see Roma rock it? Man, she's out of this world. My Roma rocket, man, she's out of this world. Rocket Roma, Rocket Roma. She's out of this world, Roma, my baby.
Well, we celebrated a birthday we ought to celebrate, or commemorate at least, an important passing back, way back. Back in the, with, you got money in the back and your shoulders racked back, and dip. Way back on May 15th, Bob Flanagan passed away at the age of 84. He was the lead vocalist for the Four Freshmen. You know, and last week I was going to play a great Four Freshmen album during the pre-show, and one day yet I will do so. This is the Four Freshmen, and they're recording a fine, fine song called But Beautiful.
Love is funny, or it's sad. Love is funny, or it's sad, or it's quiet, or it's mad.
It's a good thing, or it's bad.
It's a problem, or it's play.
It's a heartache either way.
That was the Four Freshmen for Bob Flanagan, who passed away on May 15th. But beautiful. One thing those guys could really do is sing a song. Here's some Earth, Wind, and Fire from 1976.
Yeah. Do you like cars?
Wild, wild cars.
Do you like cycles?
Out of sight cycles.
Do you like girls?
Swinging, dancing girls.
And don't miss the New York City National Custom Auto Show at the New York Coliseum.
November 28th through December the 1st.
See TV series Mannix Tornado.
California's Jungle Gym, new 1969 Chevy 200 mile per hour buddy car.
Little Red Wagon.
Controversial STP prototype turbine race car.
The ultimate clean machine.
The French bathroom car.
The California Bedmobile.
The $30,000 all new dream car.
The $100,000 luxury super cruiser.
Detroit's futuristic Turbo Shark.
Ben-Hur movie hot rod chariot.
Wild new cycles including Ed Martin's all-new Devil's Revenge.
And Little Caesar cycle from Peter Fonda Wild Cycle Movies.
Bring your own model car to the big contest.
Plus National Go-Go Dance Finals.
Girls may enter the contest at the show.
Music by the Fabulous Sparrows.
See Miss USA a Go-Go and Miss Hurst, Linda Vaughn.
Plus Friday night only see Mr. America and Mr. Universe Freddie Ortiz along with the Mr. New York City Physique Contest.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the New York Coliseum.
November 28th through December 1st, 1 to 11 p.m.
Two giant floors. Don't forget your camera.
I wouldn't. That's just way too much entertainment value packed into one event to absorb it all without photographs to review later. The Mannix Tornado? Freddie Ortiz? Give me a break. You know, if you could do some reading up on Wikipedia, I like saying that word. You like, say it with me. Wikipedia. One more time. Wikipedia. Then you'll find, if you go there and read about Dolly Parton, that she did some radio singing when she was a kid, and then her recording career begins in 1967 in Nashville, and she met her husband in a laundromat, and she's been married 45 years now, and yada, yada, yada. What you won't find out is that she was recording much earlier than 1967. Here, for the first time ever on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, is a 16-year-old Dolly Parton from 1962. It's sure gonna hurt.
It may not kill me, but it's you.
About that, huh? 1962, Dolly Parton, where else are you going to get that? You're not going to get that anywhere else. You're only going to get that right here. You're also only going to get this from right here. This is from 1979 off of his Infinite Rider on the Big Dogma album. This is Michael Nesmith, One Time a Monkey, and one of my favorite Nez, Papa Nez tunes. This is called Tonight. Oh, yeah.
Stops and I'll make the starts tonight.
How about some Perry Nilsson? Wow, there's a lot of space. What's going on?
One more time. That's what we're doing.
Anything you say, Harry, it's fine with me. I got no problem with you. from 1973. This is a band you might have heard of called Wings. I'm gonna get you high. Paul McCartney and The Wings from 1973. Hi, hi, hi. Well, we're going to wind things down right now to wrap up the second anniversary show of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I do appreciate you sticking it out through all the technical travails tonight. We're going to hear from Sir Paul's writing partner. No, not him. The other one. This is not Mr. Lennon. This is Mr. Costello once again. Another song that he performed at the concert I attended a couple weeks ago. The Rapture guy says that it's been rescheduled for October 21st. So I'll wait. Okay, everybody get a pen. Mark your calendar. The Rapture is now occurring on October 21st. So between now and then, you, me, the rest of our listeners, and Elvis Costello, and the imposters are all waiting for the end of the world. Name, and then they shut down the power all along the line.
sat. Now I'd like to go to Spain or somewhere like that. With a two-tone Bible and his further cigarettes. His suntan lotion and his castanets and wise.
If you weren't here for the beginning of the train wreck of the start of the show, stay tuned. There will be a rebroadcast immediately following this.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own. A dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?